Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome to Cozy Cryptid Podcast. And this time we're going down to Brazil and getting our journey into the cryptids and folklore that meets us there. So sit back, relax, as we make our first stop and talk about the Mapinguari. Are you ready? If you are, and if you haven't already, subscribe or follow on your favorite platform app or thing, and you'll so you can catch up on the next episode of the Cozy Cryptid Podcast. And we are going to begin. The Mapinguari is a legendary creature in South American folklore, particularly in the Amazon rainforest region. It is said to be a large bipedal creature with shaggy reddish fur, a sloth-like face, and long claws. It is often described as having a single eye in the center of its forehead and emitting a foul odor. The Mapinguari is said to be an extremely dangerous creature, known for attacking and killing humans who venture too close to its territory. Some legends say that it has the ability to paralyze its victim with a single glance, while others describe it as having a powerful roar that can stun or kill prey. Exact origins of Mapinguari legends are unclear, but it is believed to have been originated with indigenous tribes in the Amazon region. Some researchers have suggested that the legend may have been inspired by real animals, such as an extinct giant ground sloth, while others believe it to be purely mythological. Despite the lack of concrete evidence for the existence of the Mapinguari, sightings and reports of the creatures continue to be reported in the Amazon region to this day. Some cryptozoologists and researchers have been launched expeditions to try to find evidence of the creature's existence, but so far no conclusive proof has been found. There are many stories and legends about the Mapinguari in South American folklore. Here are a few examples. The Mapinguari is said to have a powerful roar that can stun or kill its prey. Legend has it that hunters who hear the roar should immediately cover their ears and run away. Otherwise, they risk being paralyzed or killed. Some stories describe the Mapinguari as having a single eye in the center of its forehead. According to these legends, the creature can use this eye to hypnotize its prey or to see through objects. What? Like a third eye, I guess? Yeah. In some versions of the legend, the Mapinguari is said to have a long, prehensile tongue that it uses to capture prey. It also is said to be able to capture, it will stretch its arms and legs to great lengths, allowing to reach and grab the victims from a distance. Sorry, my headphones came out. There we go. There are also stories about people who have encountered the Mapinguari and have survived. These individuals often describe the creature as having a foul odor and being extremely aggressive. Some have reported being chased or attacked by the creature, while others claim to have seen it from a distance. Overall, the stories and legends about the Mapinguari vary depending on the region and culture. Some people believe that the creature is purely mythological, while others claim to have seen or heard evidence of existence. So big little slothy long claws that reaches out and like hypnotizes you, and very aggressive creature. I'm about to fell on my fucking ass right in the back of my chair. Oh my god, dude. Okay. There are many stories of people encountering the Mapungubwe in South American folklore. Here is one example. In the 1930s, a Brazilian explorer named Orlando Villas Boas claimed to have had a close encounter with the Mapungubwe while on a mission to explore the Amazon rainforest. According to Boas, he and his team were traveling through a remote area off the forest while they heard a loud, terrifying roar that they had never heard before. They soon realized that the source of the roar was a large bipedal creature with shaggy red fur and long claws. Boas and his team tried to hide from the creature, but eventually spotted them and began to chase them through the forest. According to Boas, the Mapungubwe was incredibly fast and agile. It seemed to be able to move through the dense underbrush with ease. The creature chased the explorers for hours, but they eventually managed to lose it and escape. Boas and his team were shaken by the encounter and then returned to civilization. With tales of the free Pearson Mapungubwe, while some skeptics dismiss their story as a tall tale, others believe that it provides compelling evidence for the evidence of the creature. To this day, many people in the Amazon region claim to have seen or heard evidence of the Mapungubwe, and the legend of the creature continues to captivate people around the world. Another story about an encounter with the Mapungubwe goes as follows.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, I got pee so bad, dude. I'm going to take a break here soon. In the early 2000s, a group of Brazilian farmers claimed to have encountered the Mapungubwe while hunting in the Amazon rainforest. According to the account, they were tracking a group of pecaris, a type of wild pig, when they heard a loud, terrifying roar that seemed to come from all around them. The farmers soon realized that the source of the roar was a large bipedal creature he had never seen before. Described it as being around 7 feet tall, with shaggy reddish-brown fur, long claws, and a sloth-like face. The creature emitted a foul odor and made guttural growling noises as it approached the farmers. The farmers were terrified and tried to run away, but the creature pursued them through the forest. They eventually managed to escape by jumping into a nearby river and swimming to safety on the other side. When they returned to the village, they told us their story to the other villagers, who were both fascinated and frightened by the encounter. While some skeptics dismissed the farmer's story as a fabrication or a misidentification of a known animal, others believe that it provides compelling evidence for the existence of the Mapungubwe. The legend of the creature continues to be a source of fascination and fear for many people in the Amazon region. Nice. Okay, another story we have here. But another encounter. In the 1970s, a Brazilian biologist named Dr. David Oren claimed to have had a close encounter with a Mapungubwe while studying wildlife in the Amazon rainforest. According to his account, he was in a remote area of the forest when he heard a loud rumbling noise that seemed to come from a nearby hill. As he approached the hill, he saw a large bipedal creature emerged from the foliage. The creature was about 7 feet tall with shaggy reddish brown fur, long claws, and a sloth-like face. It moved with a slow, lumbering gait and emitted a foul odor that made Dr. Owen feel nauseous. If you are familiar with cryptozoology, this foul odor is very common in like the skunk ape and other like bipedal creatures in cryptozoology. Dr. Oren felt nauseous. Dr. Oren tried to take a photograph of the creature, but it suddenly charged at him, roaring loudly. He managed to escape by jumping into a nearby river and swimming to safety on the other side. When he returned to his camp, he told his colleagues about the encounter, but they were skeptical and suggested that he had simply seen a large, unknown species of bear. Despite the skepticism of his colleagues, Dr. Oren remained convinced he had encountered the Mapinguari. He continued to study the wildlife of the Amazon rainforest for many years, and he always kept an eye out for any further evidence of the elusive creature. So, okay. Forehead, single, it's like a pretty interesting. Pretty interesting stuff, I think. Can't tell you. There's been many artworks inspired by the Mapinguari in South American culture. These artworks can take many different forms, including paintings, sculptures, and illustrations. For example, some indigenous tribes in the Amazon region create wooden carvings of the Mapinguari that are used in traditional ceremonies and rituals. These carvings often depict the creature with its signature long claws and sloth-like face. In contemporary art, many of South American artists have created paintings and illustrations of the Mapinguari. These artworks often portray the creature as a fearsome and dangerous beast lurking in the shadows of the rainforest. Some artists have also drawn inspiration from the legend of the Mapinguari to create more abstract symbolic works that explore themes of nature, mythology, and spirituality. Overall, the legend of the Mapinguari continues to be a rich source of inspiration for artists, writers, and filmmakers in South America and beyond. So that was about the Mapinguari, a bipedal creature with red fur, long claws, sloth-like face, a third eye that can see through things and hypnotize you, and a long tongue that can catch you. It's a very interesting cryptid found in Brazil and in South America. And I hope you enjoyed this short video, this short episode, a little tidbit, little of a bite-sized snack of a episode. And catch me up next week as we go to the next cryptid in Brazil. Remember to like, subscribe, review, rate, follow me on my socials, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all that. And see ya.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.